Groups from around Southeast Alaska paddled traditional Tlingit canoes through the Inside Passage to Wrangell for the Sheikh's Tribal House rededication. The One People Canoe Society's Raven canoe hit bad weather and dangerously high seas. It broke free of its towline and washed away. After a harrowing recovery, its paddlers got back on board and were able to finish the important journey. This celebration was a special time for many people, but for one Ketchikan couple, it marked the beginning of a new life together. KSTK's Shady Grove Oliver has their story.
Hi, I'm Sonu Gaw, Gianna Willard.
Hi, I'm Ganach Ayayada, Tim Flannery.
These are two paddlers with the One People Canoe Society. They came to Wrangell on the Raven canoe. Despite a long journey, a lost and found canoe, and bad weather along the way, they were all smiles when they hit land on Thursday. Their canoe came ashore, as expected. They got off, pulled out their paddles, and then Flannery pulled out something unexpected.
Well, first he tore off his hat and then said my name, and I was like, I turned around, I'm like, okay, like, what do you want me to hold? Like,
much to Willard's surprise, Flannery pulled a small, soggy, saltwater-logged box out of his pocket. Inside was a diamond engagement ring. Flannery says he knew this trip was the perfect time to propose.
Things like this event, it doesn't happen very often. And to be a part of it is something special.
They've both paddled on other canoe journeys before. Willard says paddling brings her closer to her Haida culture.
It's about carrying on the tradition. I like to be a good role model just so when the other little kids see, you know, they can look up and be like, oh, look, there's that girl. She's so into her culture. I want to be just like that.
But for both Willard and Flannery, paddling is about more than just tradition. It's helped them both change their lives in an incredible way.
He's been tobacco and alcohol-free since July, since the journey in Washington last year. And I've been sober for 3 years. Well, it'd be 3 years in July 4th, so almost 3 years.
The One People Canoe Society holds sobriety as one of its key principles. Flannery says Willard was the person who helped him choose sobriety. Through her encouragement and his passion for paddling, he's on a new path. And now they'll continue to walk that path together in the future.
You know, it helped me sober up and everything. And she did, actually. If it wasn't for her, you know, I wouldn't be who I am today. And she makes me completely happy.
Ending on a happy note, in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.